WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14.
Geneseo High School, actually officially, I guess, J.D. Darnell High School in Geneseo. Ready for the starting lineups of tonight's game. Let's send things down to PA announcer Hunter Cuffell.
And now for the starting lineup of tonight's game. From Geneseo, at guard, a 5'9 senior, number 5, Allison Weiss. And from Galesburg, at guard, a 5'6 senior, number 10, Ty Peachy. From Geneseo, at guard, a 5'6 senior, number 22, Natalie Witter. And from Galesburg, at guard, a 5'7 senior, number 14, Jessica Howard. From Geneseo, at guard, a 5'6 senior, number 24, Keaton DeGrave. And from Galesburg, at center, a 5'9 senior, number 32, Jamie Johnson. From Geneseo, at forward, a 5'9 junior, number 10, Casey Storm. And from Galesburg, at forward, a 5'6 senior, number 20, Megan Young. From Geneseo, at forward, a 6-foot junior, number 32, Devin Griffin. And from Galesburg, at forward, a 5'6 senior, number 22, Mickey Rodriguez. The head coach for Galesburg is Evan Massey, with assistants Jackie Golinghorst and Andy Allison. Coaching for Geneseo is Mr. Steve Brooker and his assistant John Wagner. The officials tonight are Gary Geiger, Jerry Hebeler, and Gary Tissue.
All right, thanks to our PA announcer here, Hunter Cuffell, for our starting lineups from Geneseo High School. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you along on GIL and WGIL.com for the streaks. They're in their home white, trimmed in silver and black, as they are the higher seed. They're the 3 seed, Geneseo the 4 seed. Maple Leafs in their road green, trimmed in white.
Actually, Galesburg's a 2 seed, and Geneseo's a 3 seed.
I said the 3, yeah.
3 and 4.
I mean, 2 and 3, not 3. I'm like, okay. In the center circle for the streaks, Jamie Johnson at 5'9", and for the Maple Leafs, Devin Griffin at 6 foot. Ready to get the postseason underway. The ball is up. Tip is won by the Maple Leafs in the backcourt. It goes to Natalie Witter, and a jump ball as Megan Young gets in there and ties her up right away. Megan Young actually battling some illness this week. I think she missed part of the day. Coach talked about they've had a little bit of illness going around this week, so hopefully that won't affect the streaks. And obviously didn't affect Megan on that first play.
Well, it's a tough part of the year for that because the weather's changing so drastically.
Streak for the basketball. Geneseo comes out in a 2-3 zone. They've got to spread out a little bit on the perimeter. Left wing, Mickey Rodriguez with it. Back to Jamie Johnson between the circle. Streaks trying to figure out the defense early on. Now Mickey Rodriguez, long three from up high on the left side. Bounces high, bounces off the rim a second time. Ty Peachy tipped it out and brings down the rebound. Jessica Howard on the right wing, gives to Jamie Johnson. Picks up, gives to Ty Peachy out high on the right side. Evan Massey shouting out some instructions. Ty brings it out to the center circle. Right wing to Jessica Howard. Top of the key, Ty Peachy. Now high post. It goes to Jamie Johnson. Kick out. Long three from Jessica Howard is good. Streaks for the lead. 3-0. 7:14 to play first quarter. Full court pressure. Maple Leafs get it across midcourt. This is Keaton DeGrave. Runs down the left side of the lane. Lays it up off the glass and got it. Able to weave her way through the defense and got the easy two. Now Jessica Howard, right wing again. Stops and fires another three, and it's good.
Jessica has to be aggressive in this game. She's got to get her shot.
Now the Maple Leafs beat the streaks back, but the layup is up and no good by Casey Storm. Rebound taken away by Jamie Johnson. Took it away from Keaton DeGrave. Now it's Jessica Howard, right wing. Another three is away. Off the back iron. No, Mickey Rodriguez with a weak side rebound. Kicks out to Jamie Johnson on the left wing. Down on the left block, Megan Young kicks out to Ty Peachy, right wing. Wide open three for Jessica Howard. Bounces off, no good. Rebound is going to go off of, we're going to say, Keaton DeGrave last. And the streak will have it on their own left baseline. Checking in for Galesburg. First change of the night. Line change is Myra Diggins, Sadie Hamilton, Jessica Lieber, and Bailey Boyer checking in. They'll be in there along with Jessica Howard. 6:31 to play for quarter. Streaks lead 6-2.
Well, a very good atmosphere from the Geneseo fans. They were kind of late arriving, but they're starting. They've got a much fuller crowd now, but the Streaks also have a good following tonight.
Sadie Hamilton, high post, just inside the free throw line. 14-footer is up and good on the feed from Bailey Boyer. Sadie's first basket, and make it an 8-2 Streaks lead. Geneseo breaks the full court pressure. 3-on-1 break. DeGrave runs down the right side. Bothered by Sadie Hamilton on the shot. Can't hit. And Jessica Lieber gets tripped up after she brings down the rebound. And DeGrave picks up the first foul of the basketball game. Nice job by Sadie on against the 3-on-1.
Yeah, but it's kind of concerning. We've seen a number of times now, approximately four possessions, that the Maple Leafs have gotten down and gotten an easy look at the basket. Luckily, they've only hit one layup so far.
Right wing, Jessica Howard with it. Now back out to Bailey Boyer, right of the center circle. Left wing to Jessica Lieber. She'll fire the long three from the left side. It's the back out. No. Rebound comes out long to DeGrave off her hands and actually goes to Allison Weiss, who's in. And it's knocked away by Bailey Boyer down on the right side. And the Maple Leafs will have it on the far sideline. Back in for the Streaks. Jamie Johnson, Nikki Rodriguez, and also Paige Klink and Emma Junk check in. And Jessica Howard's going to stay on the floor for two shifts in a row here.
Yeah, this is actually a little odd, as you kind of mentioned there. Usually the most you get is two shifts in a row. This is actually three if you count the starting shift.
And it comes on the right baseline. Storm goes to the left wing. Taylor Wise up off the glass on the left side. She puts it up and in for her first basket and make it 8-4 Streaks. Jamie Johnson out between the circles. Left wing, Nikki Rodriguez. Nikki looks over the defense. Jamie Johnson high post, drops into the paint, kicks out to Jessica Howard. Right wing, fakes, had two people jump out at her, puts up the three, can't hit, rebound on the weak side, it's going to go off Emma Junk last. Emma did a nice job getting in inside position, couldn't bring it down though.
No, but that was a good job by the Streaks. They went inside out, and that's kind of what you're going to have to do against the 2-3. You're going to need to get the ball inside. Good job. Jamie got it, kicked it back out to Jess. Jess had the look. She just was not able to convert. The other thing the Streaks need to start being cognizant of is that baseline is wide open. If they have somebody run the baseline and they do a quick ball reversal, they're going to get some open threes down in the corner.
And I also think I just saw that play when they got into Jamie at the high post. And Jamie steals the outlet pass. Streaks get it on the turnover. Jessica Howard, three-pointer right wing. Off the iron, no. Rebound bounces around. Jamie Johnson brings it down. And she gets fouled by Devin Griffin. Griffin with her hands straight up thought that she didn't foul her, but she kind of brought the arms down over the top of Jamie as she went up. Nice strong move by Jamie Johnson. She'll go to the free throw line with two shots. But what I was going to say, when Jamie got in there at the high post and turned, she drew the defenders, and Emma Junk was open momentarily down on that right block, because she's going to have the option of kicking it out for the three, or they might get an easy two under the basket.
Yeah, and that's the big thing with the zone. The key is to move the ball faster than the defense can move. If you're letting the defense move with you, you're never going to find an opening. You've got to keep those ball rotations quick.
First free throw no good for Jamie. It's Ty Peachy, Megan Myra Diggins, Jessica Lieber check back in. Second one up and good for Jamie Johnson. Now she'll be replaced by Sadie Hamilton and make it 9-4 Streaks, 5:13 to play here in the first quarter. We're looking through ceiling fans and basket supports and rafters to see the scoreboard on either end of the floor. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, and we kind of talked about it during the Sterling game. This is a very loud gym. It's kind of like Washington, low ceiling. And it seems to keep a lot of noise underneath it. So it's going to be a loud one if Geneseo is able to get into a groove.
Allison Weezy with a 10-footer from the right wing. Banked it in. Nice move there. And Streaks actually did a pretty good job defensively getting back that time. But Weezy puts it up and in and make it 9-6. Right wing, Jessica Lieber with a drive. Stops, fires a three. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Griffin for Geneseo. Outlet goes to Kelsey Nystrom, who's in, and she traveled with the basketball. Nice job. The Streaks got back quickly defensively and made Nystrom stop and think twice about a pass, and she traveled.
Well, I think if I were Coach Massey, I'd think a little bit about alternating between the full-court press and maybe like a three-quarter court press, because it looks like Geneseo's getting moving a little fast. That was a good example of it. They're getting down the court so fast they think that they can beat the Streaks down every time. You drop back into that three-quarter, you might be able to get them to go right into you and commit travels like that.
Ty Peachy left of the center circle. Geneseo coming out and trapping a little bit out of the zone. Now Sadie Hamilton left wing to Jessica Lieber left of the center circle. Now Ty Peachy right of the center circle. Backdoor pass. Sadie Hamilton left side gets fouled from behind by Cassie Anderson. It's another 6-foot junior who's in, and she did the same thing that Griffin did after the foul. She stood there with her hands straight up, but she had bodied her up and leaned in and put the arms over as Sadie tried to gather herself and put the shot up.
Well, I believe that was Jessica Lieber with the pass. It was great recognition, because what happened is Geneseo, I think, is actually playing in a 1-3-1 zone right now. They all shifted up and towards the near side of the floor. And so what Sadie did is she circled around back and had the wide open on the weak side block. Good job with the skip pass over the top.
Sadie hits the first free throw as Rainey Sibley, Jessica Howard, Bailey Boyer, and Mickey Rodriguez check in. Second shot, no good. Wise down with a rebound for Geneseo. Right, especially with that 1-3-1 zone. That back opposite side is always open. And a travel by Cassie Anderson. She had a wide, what looked to be a wide open layup. and traveled. It took a couple of steps, and the Streaks get it back on the Geneseo turnover.
Well, you can tell she doesn't handle the ball a lot there because she got that ball on the fast break. Didn't even give two thoughts to putting it on the ground with a dribble.
Jamie Johnson to Mickey Rodriguez, left wing. She'll fire the three. Off the rim short. Rebound comes down to Bailey Boyer on the weak side. Actually, a tie-up between Boyer and Natalie Witter. And the possession arrow points toward the Maple Leafs with 4:05 to play. The Florida Streaks leading 10-6.
Well, a good job by Bailey right there to get her hands on that ball, but she's got to do a better job with the box out. You push her out of there, there's no tie-up, and you've got an easy look at the basket.
Now the Maple Leafs break the pressure on the dribble. This is Nystrom, and she lost a handle on it. And the Streaks will get it on another Geneseo turnover.
She does also look like she dribbles a whole lot. She was coming up real wild with that dribble off to her side.
Three new Maple Leafs check in. Olivia Gothels for the first time tonight. Also, Alex Radu, 5'6 and 5'5 juniors in for the Maple Leafs. And DeGrave back in as well. This is Bailey Boyer out high right side. Gives to Jessica Howard right wing. Swing it to Jamie Howard out high left side. Left baseline. Mickey Rodriguez with the three. Off the back iron, no. Rebound comes down to Gothels for Geneseo, and Mickey Rodriguez is going to get called for a reach as Gophers brought down the rebound. That'll be the first foul in the ball game on the Streaks.
Yeah, but that was a great job right there by the Streaks ball movement. What happened was it went down to the corner. Bailey a little slow getting the ball to Dust, but then just skipped past it across to that far side wing to Jamie Johnson, who then went to the baseline area to Mickey, who had a wide open look.
Boy, another near travel by Anderson. She finally got it off, and now DeGrave nearly traveled. They didn't call it. Now Gophers has it. Straddling the center court line, finally gets it to DeGrave. She'll dribble down the right side. DeGrave can't hit the shot. Rebound comes down to Griffin. Left side, puts up the five-footer and got it. Devin Griffin with her first basket, make it 10-8 streaks. Jessica Howard, three-pointer, right wing, in and out, no good. Jessica Lieber down with the rebound, takes it out to the top of the key, and gets Jessica Howard, left wing, Ty Peachy, swing it back to Jessica Howard, right side. Now top of the key, Jessica Lieber fakes the three, now gets to Ty Peachy. Ty brings it back to the top of the key, right wing, Jessica Howard, fakes the three, put on the floor. Now picks up, Myra Diggins wide open on the opposite side of the zone there. Now Jessica Lieber, left wing, three-pointer is short, hit the glass. Now Sadie Hamilton with the offensive rebound. Back to Jessica Lieber. Now Jessica Howard, right side, three-pointer is good! Our third of the ball game, and they get 13-8 streaks, 2:46 to play first quarter. Now a steal by Jessica Howard, and a foul is going to be called on Gophers for reaching in on Jessica Howard after the steal.
Good aggressive defense by the Streaks there, and it looks like the Streaks press is really bothering Geneseo right now.
Back in for Galesburg, Jamie Johnson, Mickey Rodriguez, Chloe Anderson in for the first time, and Paige Plink back in for the Streaks. They'll be in there with Jessica Howard. 2:44 to play first quarter, 13-8 Streaks.
Good job by the Streaks. They're doing a nice job rotating the ball right now on the offensive end. And also Jessica Howard, good job being aggressive. She hit her first two and then missed a few in a row, and she's just stayed with it.
Ball goes into the low box to Chloe Anderson. Lost a handle on it. Now this is Allison Weaves running down the left side. Laid it up off the glass and good. Nice crossover move by Weaves. Coming down the right side. Switch to the left. Laid it up and in. Make it 13-10 streaks. Jamie Johnson, top of the key. Fakes, drives to the free throw line. Kicks to Mickey Rodriguez, left wing. Mickey picks up. Gets to Jamie on the left baseline. Back to Mickey on the wing between the circles. Paige Plink, right wing, Jessica Howard goes to the baseline, pulls back out to the wing, and gets to Paige Plink. Between the circles to Jamie Johnson, left wing, Mickey, and Mickey's going to be called for the travel. Picked up that pivot foot before she put it on the floor.
Yeah. This is the earliest we've seen Chloe Anderson into a game all season. I hope there's no injuries. I don't know. Megan Young coming back into the game, so it can't be because of her illness. So hopefully no injuries down there on the bench.
So Megan back in. She replaces Mickey. She's in there with Jessica Howard, Paige Plink, Chloe Anderson, and Jamie Johnson. Geneseo into the front court. This is Weaves with it, and she traveled with the basketball. And another Geneseo turnover with 2:03 to play as Myra Diggins, Sadie Hamilton, Bailey Boyer, Jessica Lieber check in, and Megan Young will stay on the floor with them.
Coach Brooker, after that turnover, telling his girls slow down. They're trying to play at the Streaks' pace, which obviously isn't a pace that's natural for them.
Left wing, Megan Young with it. Still a 1-3-1 zone by the Maple Leafs. Megan with it, dribbles to the baseline. Now back out to Sadie out high on the left side, drives to the top of the key, gets it to Bailey Boyer after the pass was tipped. Now Jessica Lieber drives baseline, kicks across to Myra Diggins, up off the glass and got it on the left side.
Great look right there by Jessica Lieber. She took it baseline and found Myra wide open in the post.
Weaves misses the easy layup on the right side, rebound to Bailey Boyer, left wing, Megan Young fires a three, good! Megan with her first of the ball game. 18-10 streaks. Long down court pass near travel, but a nice job by Casey Storm, able to gather the ball, get it up off the glass and in. And they get 18-12, 1:16 to play first quarter. Megan, left wing, thought about the three. They closed out on her. She picks it up now and tried to get it to save. Here at Geneseo High School, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Sorry for that little problem we had. Nonetheless, the second quarter just underway. Streaks with a 23-14 lead. Galesburg led 21-12 at the end of the first quarter, and now they're up 23-14 after a Jamie Johnson basket, a foul on Ty Peachy. Weiss at the free throw line for the Maple Leafs. Missed the first, made the second, and now make it 23-15. Streaks playing very well so far. Sadie Hamilton, Jessica Howard, Myra Diggins, Bailey Boyer, Jessica Lieber on the floor for the Streaks. Jessica Howard with it right wing to Bailey Boyer. Now to Jessica Lieber out on the left side. Back to Bailey Boyer on the right side. Now it looks like Geneseo, well, I can't tell if they're in a 2-3 the way they're spreading it out, or if it's that back to that 1-3-1.
Sadie, I think they're playing an extended 2-3 right now.
Sadie with a nice move for the top of the key. Shot blocked, but Sadie gets it back. Nice defensive play by Griffin. Nice move by Sadie. Jessica Lieber, left wing, fires a three. Good! Jessica Lieber with her first basket of the game and make it 26-15. Biggest lead of the ball game for the Streaks at 11. Geneseo breaks the pressure. Right baseline, 10-footer by Nystrom is up and good. Or rather, right baseline. Nystrom puts it up, gets her first basket, make it 26-17. 6:34 to play first half. Left wing, Jessica Lieber, left baseline. Wide open three for Jessica Howard is good! That is her fourth of the ball game and make it 29-17 Streaks. Geneseo breaks the pressure. Two-on-one break. Sadie Hamilton gets back. Bothers Nystrom on the shot. No good. Sadie with a rebound, and she is fouled by Taylor Wise. And that'll be the fifteenth foul now on the Maple Leafs. First foul on, or rather third, I guess that is. Nope, that's the fifth. I'm sorry. I missed a couple there. And first on Wise, and the Streaks will bring up the length of the court. 6:18 to play in the first half. Paige Plink, Jamie Johnson, Jessica Howard, Emma Junk, Mickey Rodriguez on the floor for the Streaks. Geneseo in a 2-3 zone, extending it out. Mickey on the left wing. Fires a long three. In and out, no good. Rebound, Jessica Howard and Jamie Johnson. Nearly tied up. Now a tie-up. Weiss gets in there along with Jessica Howard. But great hustle by the Streaks. Lucky they didn't get called for a travel initially, though.
Yeah, it was. But there's got to be some recognition there by the two Streak players. Jessica Howard didn't even look to see Jamie Johnson was the one she was fighting with for the ball. And so she finally ripped it away. And you're right. Lucky she did not travel on that.
Possession error pointed toward Geneseo. The Maple Leafs thought Galesburg had it. They weren't even getting out there to inbound. And it comes to Natalie Witter across midcourt left side on the dribble. Goes to the baseline. Lost control of it. Now picks up. Gets it on the try to get it on the block to Griffin. Nice job by Paige Plink on the defense. Knocked it away. Jamie Johnson gets it and gives right back to Paige. Left wing, Mickey Rodriguez. Lost a handle on the ball. Goes to four. Another tie-up. And this time it'll go to the Galesburg Silver Streaks. And, boy, DeGrave kind of bounced it hard back at the official that time.
Yeah, I was kind of confused if she was just angry she didn't get the straight steal or if she thought she was fouled.
Yeah, I'm not sure. And a kick on the inbound by Weiss. Jamie Johnson threw right off of her foot. Streaks will inbound again from the far sideline. 5:49 to play first half, 29-17.
Do you think Weiss plays on the soccer team?
I'm guessing
pretty good foot skills.
She does. I'm waiting for her to just stop and start kind of kicking it up in the air to herself. Mickey, three-pointer, left wing, off the rim, no. Rebound to Griffin, actually taken away by Anderson, and she's flinging the elbows, and they're going to call a foul. I think Jessica Howard's going to get called for the reach.
It's going to go against Jamie.
Oh, wait a minute. Was it 3-2? Okay, Jamie was there, too. So, yeah, Jamie Johnson gets called for the foul. That is the 13th foul on the Streaks. Back in, Ty Peachy, Myra Diggins, Jessica Lieber, Megan Young, and Sadie Hamilton. Geneseo will bring it the length of the court. 5:38 to play first half, 29-17 Streaks. Even with the three ceiling fans on right in front of us, it's about 120 degrees up here.
Definitely not cool.
Oh, a blocking foul called on Ty Peachy as it was Witter broke through the trap of Ty Peachy and Myra Diggins. Just kind of, that's the way you get through it, and more often than not, the defense is going to get called for that foul, and Ty did.
Well, and exactly. On the defensive end, you've got to understand that right there, you've got to step through there, or defense has to step to close it. Didn't do that.
Full timeout called by the Geneseo Maple Leafs, 29-17. The Galesburg Silver Streaks are defeating the Maple Leafs, 5:30 to play in the first half. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg on North Broad Street. They provide our transportation to all Streak road games and hopefully all the way on the road to Red Bird Arena. Tonight we're driving a 2011 Nissan Pathfinder SV 4x4. Very, very, very nice vehicle. Low mileage on this thing. It's a pre-owned, and this has the backup camera, which comes in very, very handy, especially for somebody like me. Very nice ride. You think with the SUV, not all of them have that good a ride. This one rode very nice ride on 74 and 80 coming across to Geneseo, and very, very nice vehicle. Got the dual climate control and all the power outlets for your kids' laptops and gaming, whatever they do in the vehicle. Very nice ride. Check it out right now, $30,995. Nice black vehicle, and you'll be able to check this one out at Galesburg Nissan. They're just off the square in downtown Galesburg on North Broad Street. 5:30 to play first half, 29-17 Streets. Geneseo inbound from in front of the Streak bench near midcourt. Reese inbound. It should have been a five call. Didn't get it. Finally get in there.
Oh, there's an over
and back as Anderson tried to get it to DeGrave. DeGrave was jumping from the backcourt into the frontcourt, so should have been a five call, but we get the turnover anyway.
Yeah, and I didn't know if the official was going to call that at first, because DeGrave did the thing that most girls, well, most basketball players in that matter, mess up. They try to jump across the line. They think as long as they're in the air across the line, that still counts. You're better just a quick step across the line.
Nice backdoor pass. Ty Peachy to Sadie Hamilton. Shot was blocked, but Myra Diggins down with a rebound and gets the put back. That's her second basket. Make it 31-17 Streaks. Streaks get back defensively. Myra knocks it away from Weiss. Ball goes to the floor. Tie up. Megan Young down there with Anderson and Weiss. Nice defensive play by Myra after she got the two. Hustle back on defense. Swatted it away from Weiss. And the alternate possession this time points for the Maple Leafs.
Streaks with their largest lead of the game. 14 at this point.
Rainey Sibley, Bailey Boyer, Mickey Rodriguez, Jessica Howard, Jamie Johnson in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Weiss to inbound from the left baseline. And it comes wide open on the right block. Was Griffin. She gets it up off the glass and good. Streaks fell asleep on that one. Make it 31-19. 5 minutes to play in the half. Jamie Johnson, top of the key, right wing, Bailey Boyer. Long three-pointer is away off the, that one's short. Rainey Sibley, the shortest player on the floor with the offensive rebound. Kicks out to Bailey. Now Mickey, left wing, three partially blocked. Rebound comes out long to Bailey Boyer. Back to Mickey, straight on, three-pointer is good! Second of the ball game for Mickey, 34-19 Streaks, 4:38 to play. And now, what's the call going to be? Oh, it's going to be a foul. Mickey got, I'm not sure if she was setting, but she got bumped by... wait a minute. Oh, no, Mickey got called for a foul. Geneseo even went back as if they knew they had turned the ball over.
Well, what happened was they pointed and said that they have to inbound from the end line, but that doesn't make any sense because it looked like the foul was called at half court. The ball should be inbounded from half court. This actually benefits the Streaks, but nonetheless, an odd call.
Yeah, Mickey got called for the foul. Now a five-second call. Quick five this time on Geneseo, so they get it back. But I'm still not – I was looking down, writing down on the scorebook, so I didn't see what happened. But all the Geneseo players, they weren't going back to inbound. They dropped it back into their 2-3 zone, so I don't know.
Well, and then Weiss almost stepped over the end line there on the inbounds and then got called for the five anyway.
Inbound to Mickey, back to Jessica Howard, left baseline, back out to Mickey on the left wing. Mickey on the dribble, brings it out high, looks for help. Now gets to Bailey Boyer, left to the center circle. High post to the free throw line. Jamie Johnson, 15-footer away. That got blocked partially from behind. Griffin down with a rebound. Jessica Howard, Rainey Sibley, Mickey Rodriguez, Bailey Boyer, Jamie Johnson for the Streaks. 4:19 to play here in the first half. And a push-off. Streaks wanted a push-off called on DeGrave. The officials weren't in position to see it. Right wing three-pointer from Nystrom is up and good. She's got five and make it 34-22 Streaks. Quickly back the other way. Mickey left wing. Jamie Johnson top of the key. Puts it on the floor, drives inside the free throw line, gets to Sibley, posted up, and she had the 6 foot to Griffin there, blocked the shot from behind, and Rainey was put in a bad spot there, but Bailey Boyer steals the outlet. Gets to Jamie Johnson. Jamie out high left side to Bailey in the center circle, 3:47 to play first half. Left wing, Mickey Rodriguez picks it up, fires a long three pointer, banks it in! That is an angle that is really hard to bank for us to try it, but we'll take it anyway we can get it.
Especially from that distance.
Now DeGrave drives in, traveled, no call, missed the shot. Griffin with a rebound, saves it inbounds. Nystrom stepped on the sideline. Street tried to save it on the baseline. Oh, and they're going to give it to Geneseo. They're going to say one of the Streaks touched it. I did not see that.
I think Bailey did get some fingers on it when it was coming back. She should have just jumped in and taken the ball, but I think she did get a hand on it.
Back in for the Streaks, Myra Diggins, Ty Peachy, Sadie Hamilton, Jessica Howard, Jessica Lieber, 3:26 to play first half, 37-22 Streaks. That shot, Mickey Rodriguez, it's hard to explain where she was at. Up past the free throw line as Weiss loses the handle on it, goes out of bounds, Streaks get it back, but Mickey was up, probably up past the free throw line out high and banked it from there from outside the three-point arc.
Well, and she was a good foot, maybe foot and a half behind the three-point arc as well.
Right baseline, it's Myra Diggins out high right side. It's high Peachy, 2-3 zone by the Maple Leafs. Right baseline, Jessica Howard fakes the three as they close out on her. Now back to Jessica Ty. Jessica, now she'll fire the three. Got it! Another long one for Jessica Howard. She's got five in the ballgame, make it 40-22. Now it's Storm getting behind the streak's defense. She gets an easy layup. That's her second of the ball game. They get 40-24, under 3 minutes to play first half. Ty Peachy dribbles right. Jessica Howard, three-pointer right wing, in and out, no good. Rebound Ty Peachy, and
it
going
over
the
back.
Yeah, I think it's going to be against Storm. Casey Storm is going to pick up the foul, and that is the 16th foul now on the Maple Leafs with 2:50 to play. Four new streaks in, Chloe Anderson, Jamie Johnson, Mickey Rodriguez, Paige Plink, as Jessica Howard will stay on the floor in for Geneseo. Grave comes back in. Wise is in as well as Witter.
Scoreboard operator obviously didn't know where to put the 10 because she put it in for the visitor score.
Jessica Howard, three-pointer right baseline. She's got another. She's got six in the ballgame. Make it 43-10 or 43. I said 10 because that's what they've got up on the board. 43-24 streaks. Yeah, they've got 10 points up there for the Maple Leafs. 2:42 to play here in the here on the first half.
Yeah, the scoreboard operator's down there. He doesn't really understand what he's doing with the scoreboard, I don't think.
Yeah, he meant to put the foul was on number 10 for Geneseo, and rather than putting the 10 where it says player, put it under visitor score. Now here we're back, right, 43-24. Maple Leafs will bring the length of the court. Streaks with full court pressure. Inbounding is Wheeze. Looks over the defense. Tried to go long, couldn't find anybody. Now got it to Witter. Now it's DeGrave on the dribble right side, down the right side of the lane, lays it up off the glass, got it. Nobody stopped her going that way. And DeGrave gets her first or second basket, make it 43-26. Left wing, Nikki, long three from out high, left side is good!
Jeez.
That is her fourth of the ball game, 46-26, 20-point lead for the Streaks, 2:20 to play in the first half. Now this is Wheeze, runs down the right side of the lane, lays it up off the glass, fouled by Jamie Johnson. The shot was good, nice move by Wheeze, muscled it up there. Got it up and in, chance at the traditional three-point play. Jamie Johnson with her second foul, 16 fouls on the streak. And, you know, we've yet to have a game where Mickey has been hitting along with Jessica, and Jessica Lieber's got one in the ballgame as well. But Jessica Howard with six threes, Mickey with four threes in the ballgame.
Yeah, and 12 total threes already for the streaks. They're almost to the ridiculous number here in the first half.
Free throw up and good, so Wheeze converts the three-point play. Make it 46-29. Bailey Boyer, Sadie Hamilton, Megan Young, Myra Diggins, and Jessica Lieber for the streaks. Sadie drives down the paint, blocked by Griffin. Sadie gets it right back, puts it up, gets fouled the second time. Nice job by Sadie. Maybe not a good decision going right up against Griffin. However, twice when she's done that, Griffin's blocked it right back down to Sadie, and she's been able to, the first time she got the putback, this time she drew the foul, and it went against, Kelsey Nystrom.
Well, and hopefully, if you continue to do that, eventually we're going to start seeing some fouls called against Griffin. And if you get Griffin out of there, it really opens up that middle. Sadie now 1-for-3. She misses the front end of the two shots.
And Chloe Anderson checks in and replaces Myra Diggins. Second shot is up and good for Sadie. She's got 4 points on the night. Make it 47-29. Quickly back the other way. Maple Leafs break the pressure. Eight-footer in the paint, up and no good by Nystrom. Stady down with a rebound. Gives to Bailey Boyer. Long down-court pass to Megan Young on the left wing. And Megan got fouled by Wheeze, a little bit over-aggressive on the defense. And a good call there against Wheeze, and that is now the 17th foul on the Maple Leafs, so Megan Young will have a chance at the one and bonus.
Good job by Sadie so far on the boards. Already 6 rebounds for Sadie. 3-0 offensive, 3 defensive, so pretty evenly spreading them out.
Megan Young with a chance of one and bonus. First foul on Wheeze. First shot is up and good. Megan with a three-pointer on the night as well. She's got 4 points. Megan 48-29. She can put it back at a 20-point lead once again. 1:54 to play here in the first half.
Streaks really came to play in this game, and they talk about showing your swagger. They came out with that swagger big time.
Now Jessica Lieber knocks the rebound away from Griffin, they're going to say Jessica stepped on the inline. Nice hustle by Jessica as Griffin didn't block her out. Jessica got around behind her, tried to knock the ball away, but they say she stepped on the inline. 1:53 to play, first half, inbound comes to DeGrave. She gets it across midcourt left side, 3-on-2 break. Goes down the left side, bothered by Sadie Hamilton on the shot. Griffin down with a rebound on the miss. She can't hit. Now Sadie with a second rebound and actually got knocked away by her own teammate, Chloe Anderson. Ran into Sadie as she brought the rebound down, and the Maple Leafs will have it on their own right baseline. 1:44 to play. 48-29 streaks. Wiest inbound from the right baseline for the Maple Leafs.
Griffin, a pretty solid player in there, 6'2". She really has done a great job on the defensive end. We haven't really seen her on the offensive end yet.
Made a nice move there, but couldn't hit the shot. Rebound comes out long to Wiest. Now it's to Grave. Right baseline goes to Wise. 15-footer up on the right baseline is good for Taylor Wise, who I found out tonight is my third cousin, by the way. Her father played for the Rock Island Rocks back in the early 90s. Now a steal by Wise. Takes it down the left side. Traveled. No call. Yeah, they're going to call it now. Didn't matter as Sadie Hamilton had knocked the ball away and stolen it anyway, but Wise traveled with it. 1:23 to play.
This official, not the quickest with the whistle.
No.
I mean, we've seen numerous calls now that he's made late, but I guess the positive is he's at least making the calls.
When you get to be that age, though, and I think the other one's even older than him, I don't think I've ever seen this has got to be possibly the oldest officiating crew ever.
It's the oldest one we've seen this year, that's for sure.
Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, Emma Junk, Mickey Rodriguez, Myra Diggins for the streaks. This is Ty, right wing, out between the circles to Myra. Back to Ty, right of the center circle, swing it to Mickey, left wing. Back to Myra, top of the key. Now Ty has it out high right side, three-pointers up, in and out, no good. Rebound down to Griffin for Geneseo, and she traveled. Oh, whoa. Foul on who? She took the ball away, and she actually traveled with it and then passed it to Mickey Rodriguez, and then the whistle blew with a foul.
It's going to go against Emma.
Emma Junk, I'm not sure what it was she did, but Emma got called for her first foul, and that's the 18th foul now on the streak, so we'll walk it back the other way. Devin Griffin will go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. 58.4 to play in the half, 48-31 streak. Galesburg was up 21-12 at the end of the first quarter. Winner of this game moves on to the regional championship, where they'll take on Sterling Golden Warriors, who defeated Rock Island tonight. 45-42 was the final on that one. Not necessarily a surprise there. The two teams had split very close games during the regular season, and Sterling played a schedule probably, aside from the streaks, may have been the toughest schedule in the state. Free throw up and no good. Jessica Lieber with it on the left baseline for the streaks. Got it to Myra on the blocks. Oh, Jessica got caught, called for the travel. They say she drug her pivot foot before she made the pass to Myra. Now Mickey Rodriguez will check in and replace Jessica Lieber.
8 turnovers now on the streaks.
50.9 to play in the half. 48-31 streaks. Maple Leafs will have to bring it the length of the court. Wiest to inbound. Long down court pass to Griffin. She had to run it down. Got the easy layup up off the glass and missed it. Rebound to Sadie Hamilton. Another easy miss by Geneseo. Now Ty Peachy with a right baseline. Jessica Howard, three-pointer. Off the back iron, no. Rebound tipped out by Myra Diggins, but Griffin able to bring it down. Gets to Wiest. Wiest on the run across midcourt right side. 33 seconds to play in the half. Now in the center circle to DeGray. She'll dribble left. Now crosses over to the free throw line. Nice pass to Anderson. Gets it up off the glass on the left block and good. Nice move by DeGray to get three and draw the defender. Anderson puts it up and in. Make it 48-33. 18 seconds to play in the first half. Ty Peachy out high. Now Jessica Howard. Long three-pointer from the right side is short. Rebound comes down to DeGray with 9 seconds to play. And a timeout called by Geneseo head coach Steve Brooker. 30-second timeout, 8.6 to play, and he wants to get a play set up with the streaks leading 48-33. Well, as you said, the streaks really came up. You know, that's what you had to do. You wondered what it was going to be like. Coach Massey talked about the resiliency of this group, that they'd be able to shake off that bad game they had against Moline last Thursday night, and they've obviously done that.
Yeah, they have, and they came out confidently. And also, one of the biggest things I think that kind of got overlooked is that Jessica Howard has had several games this year where she has not looked very aggressive. She hasn't been taking shots, and she's kind of let herself get taken out of games. Already in this game, 14 shots, and she's hit 6 threes. So a pretty good percentage from the three-point arc for Jess already in this game.
8.6 to play in the backcourt to DeGray. Back to Wiese across midcourt right side against Paige Klink. Runs down to the right baseline. Scoops a shot up off the glass. Short. Rebound tipped around. Sadie brings it down. 1 second to play. We have played one half of basketball in the regional semifinal from Geneseo. At the half, it is Galesburg 48, Geneseo 33. We'll come back with our halftime show. We'll run down our halftime statistics, run down our scoreboard and the upcoming schedule, and talk about this one at halftime. It is Galesburg 48, Geneseo 33. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Proud to bring you the action of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan. With our largest selection of new Nissans ever, we now have 0% financing for 60 months on the 2011 Versa, Sentra, Altima, Maxima, Rogue, Murano, Frontier, and Titan. The program ends February 28th.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
When it comes to taking care of my family, I have always trusted OSF. They were there when my daughter needed her tonsils out. I've never seen a child eat so many popsicles. The day my granddaughter was born. The day my wife, Elizabeth, had her stroke. And they were there the day she came home. Anytime we've needed them, OSF has been there. And now that Elizabeth needs help at home, OSF Home Care Services is there. Because OSF Home Care Services is part of OSF, I know she's getting the best care. Anything we need, from home medical equipment and portable oxygen to their amazing nursing staff, they can take care of. One day, when we need them, their hospice team will be there for us too. OSF has always taken the best care of my family. And knowing that that care can continue here at home, well, it makes a world of difference.
Let OSF Home Care Services help your family today. Call 800-673-5288 or visit osfhomecare.org.
Breed Loves is the answer. If you were just asking yourself, so where would LeBron James and Lance Armstrong shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? Breed Loves Sporting Goods. And don't you want to shop where two of the world's greatest athletes would shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? For team uniforms, sports equipment, custom lettering, screen printing, tons of shoes, spirit wear, and Letterman jackets for all area high schools, and the top brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, and Adidas. Specializing in custom lettering, signs, trophies, medals, plaques, and awards. And the top shopping spot of LeBron James and Lance Armstrong when they do finally visit downtown Kewaunee. Breed Love Sporting Goods.
Menards is celebrating 2011 with big savings. Get an 11% rebate on everything from soup to nuts. An 11% rebate on lumber to lighting. Appliances to groceries. Flooring to doors. Get an 11% rebate on all your purchases all this week. With savings this big, it's the perfect time to finish your home improvement projects. Get an 11% rebate on everything in the store. Hurry, and Sunday, February 20th.
Save big money at Menards.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Discovery Depot, where play and learning go hand in hand, and by Dr. Hausline and the Hearing Clinic in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the action of GHS girls basketball on WGIL.
WGIL coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare.
We are at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Geneseo Maple Leafs 48-33. Streaks are up 21-12 at the end of the first quarter. Outscored the Maple Leafs 27-21 in that second quarter. And I'm not sure if it's really a drum line. It's a drum quartet out there. They played the halftime of the first game, and really, really loud. For as big as this gym is, it's one that the sound just kind of bounces around. So we'll be talking over the top of that. But a good first half of basketball by the Streaks. As you said, Eric, they came out with that swagger, what they need. And really what I like about this team in the post-game one-and-done situation, when you're playing teams you have not seen, just about every opposing coach we have talked to talks about playing against this system. We've seen that the conference teams, especially the second time around, are a little bit more successful against this system. But those teams that have not seen it, and all the coaches say that we can show film, you can't really replicate it in practice. Until you get on the floor and play against it, you don't really know what it's like. And I think that's an advantage that the Streaks have throughout, all the way throughout the postseason.
Well, and you know, you can even expound on that even further, because actually Geneseo is probably as familiar with it as, other than Rocky, as anybody else in this regional tournament, because of the fact that they not only have seen the Streaks each of the last 2 years, last year obviously they were running it primarily, and then also the fact that I'm sure they've seen lots of tape on it, because it's been easy for them to get their hands on tape, because a lot of the people that Streaks play are teams that Geneseo also plays. So, you know, Coach Brooker even alluded to that in the pregame, that he knew kind of what to expect from this. Now, that's the biggest thing, though, is can your team identify it? And it also shows how much the Streaks have improved at playing the system in just one short year, because last year when they played Geneseo, they weren't able to get their feet. Now, keep in mind, even though the Streaks have a pretty healthy lead here at 15 points, the Streaks led by 12 points in the fourth quarter of that game last year and lost that game. So, you know, you've got to keep playing and keep your foot on the throat of these Maple Leafs. Don't let them back in. If they see the slightest opening, you know, this is a good team. It's got some veteran players with Keaton DeGrave and Allison Weiss. You know, Natalie Witter, they've been here before. They know that they can still come back in this game. So the Streaks are really going to have to come and put them away early.
Our halftime show brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is healthcare. 48-33, our halftime score. Run down our halftime scoreboard. Brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Last night, Sterling was a winner over Dixon by a final of 49-29. They turn around tonight and defeated Rock Island 45-42. So the winner of this game moves on to take on the Golden Warriors on Thursday night. That game will tip off at 7:30 here at Geneseo. Hopefully we'll be bringing that to you. Coming up, the Illinois Fighting Illini laid an egg against Purdue on Sunday. They're back in action tomorrow night. They host the Michigan Wolverines down at Assembly Hall. We'll have that game for you here on WGIL at 7 o'clock. The Elder Guy boys in action on Friday night. It'll be senior night at John Field Gym. They'll play host to the Alamann Pioneers. Brad Bennett with Jim Lee will have that action for you getting underway around 7:06 for the pregame. And hopefully we'll be bringing you Silver Street girls basketball coming up on Thursday night. We'll take a timeout at halftime. It's Galesburg 48, Sterling 33. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Pekin Insurance for all kinds of people, for all kinds of reasons. Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency, understands there's more to insurance than the policy. It's the people who matter most. Craddy Insurance strives to offer you the most comprehensive policies, whether it be for your home, auto, life, health, or business, at premiums that will fit your individual budget. Call your Pekin Insurance agency, Craddy Insurance, for insurance that goes beyond the expected to make a difference for you.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball at WGIS is brought to you in part by Discovery Depot, where play and learning go hand in hand, and by Dr. Hausline and the Hearing Clinic in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the action of GHS girls basketball on WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Turner Prescription, where they strive to get you in and out in 15 minutes or less. Cloudy tonight with patchy drizzle, overnight low of 38. Some sunshine tomorrow, also a chance of patchy drizzle tomorrow and tomorrow night. High of 52 tomorrow, low of 28 tomorrow night. Thursday, cloudy and a high of 58. A chance of showers Thursday night with an overnight low of 41. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 38 at WGIL.
Hi, this is Brian Barnhart. Tune in for Fighting Illini basketball as Illinois takes on Michigan. All the action comes your way starting at 7 o'clock tomorrow night on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
48-33, Streaks up at the half. Our halftime stats brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Jessica Howard, 18 points. Mickey Rodriguez, 12 for the Streaks. 6 threes for Jessica and 4 for Mickey. The Streaks, 11 threes in the first half. 10 points for Allison Weiss to lead the way for the Maple Leafs.
Turnover numbers, plus 7 for the Streaks, 15-8. Rebounding numbers, plus 6 for the Streaks, 24-18. Streaks, plus 10 on the O boards, 14-4. Shooting it from the field, Geneseo 58%. The Streaks 38% overall, but 12 of 32 from three.
Galesburg with the basketball to start the second half. They bring out Jamie Johnson, Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, Megan Young, and Mickey Rodriguez. 2-3 zone from the Maple Leafs. Left wing, Mickey Rodriguez, long three-pointer. It's good! She's got 5 threes in the game and 15 points. make it 51-33. Streaks and a turnover by the Maple Leafs. Steal by Jamie Johnson. All the full court pressure. Jessica Howard, right wing, knocked away by Griffin. And she steps out of bounds. Streaks will have it on the far sideline. Just underway, second half, 51-33 Streaks. They were up 48-33 at the half, 21-12 at the end of the first quarter. In it comes to Ty Peachy out high on the right side, on the dribble now between the circles. Out high left side to Jamie Johnson, now to Jessica Howard on the volleyball spike line. Swings it over to Ty Peachy, backdoor pass to Jamie Johnson on the left block, and Jamie got called for the travel. I didn't see what happened. Must have picked up the pivot foot as she turned, as four new Streaks will check in. Jessica Lieber, Myra Diggins, Sadie Hamilton, and Bailey Boyer. Jessica Howard will stay on the floor.
Well, not a good situation for Jamie either way right there, because even if she hadn't traveled, she was going to get called for the tie-up, which would have sent the ball to the Maple Leafs anyway.
Myra Diggins knocks away the inbound pass, and the Maple Leafs will do it again, this time from the far sideline down near the baseline.
This is a good spot to have the Leafs trapped here, because this could be cause trouble for them getting the ball in.
But Griffin gets behind the defense. Long pass, able to stop and get it up off the glass. That was a good athletic move by Devin Griffin, the 6'2 junior for the Maple Leafs. She's got six, make it 51-35. Bailey Boyer, right wing, fakes, swings it to Jessica Lieber. Left wing, three-pointer, off the rim, no. Rebound tipped out. Jessica Howard runs it down on the right wing, out to Bailey Boyer. Now tap of the key, Jessica Lieber. Three-pointer from straight on, bounces off, no. Rebound tipped out by Griffin. Jessica Lieber with it again. Fires from the top of the key, off the back iron, no. And Griffin with a rebound gives to Weaves. Weaves across midcourt. And a near steal by Jessica Howard. But, oh, that's a double dribble by Witter there. Nystrom, they didn't call. Gets it inside the Griffin in the paint. Foul going to be called on the floor. I think it's going to be Sadie Hamilton getting called for the reach. And it does go against Sadie. That is her first foul. 6:50 to play third quarter. 51-35 Streaks.
Kind of a battle of the boards at halftime. Sadie Hamilton, 10 rebounds to Griffin's 9 at the half.
Weezed inbound back in for the Streaks. Mickey Rodriguez, Jamie Johnson, also Emma Junk, Paige Klink, and Jessica Howard on the floor. Weezed three-pointer, right baseline, off the back iron, no. Jessica Howard with a weak side rebound. Gives to Jamie Johnson, now to Paige Klink. Paige down court, tried to get it to Mickey Rodriguez. Pass knocked away by Weezed in front of the Streaks bench, and Galesburg will get it back. Jamie Johnson inbound on the near sideline.
Good idea right there by Paige. She just has to be cognizant of the fact that they're going to jump that passing lane. They know they want to go to the wing. So right there, good job by Weeks to jump the passing lane.
Mickey tried to get into the left baseline to Jessica Howard. Pass was knocked away. Now Emma Junk knocks it back away, and Jessica Howard comes up with it. Paige Klink to Jessica Howard, right wing. Back to Paige Klink, out high on the right side. High post, it goes to Jamie Johnson. Dribbles down the left block, fakes, gets it up. No, but a foul's going to be called on Griffin. You called it, Eric. If you keep going at Griffin long enough, she's going to get some blocks. But there they call the foul on her. She got it with a body.
Well, and a good job by Jamie right there. She got the ball down into the block. She did a shot fake, got Devin Griffin in the air. And usually once you get that player in the air, even if it's clean on their way back down, there's going to be a foul called. I don't know that Devin Griffin got a whole lot of contact with either the hand or the body, but there was enough there to elicit the foul.
Jamie hits the first free throw. That's the second foul on Devin Griffin. First team foul of the second half on the Maple Leafs as Myra Diggins, Jessica Lieber, Megan Young, and Ty Peachy check back in for Galesburg. Sadie Hamilton waits to replace Jamie Johnson. Jamie with 4 points, missed the second free throw. Griffin down with a rebound, gives to Weeze. Now it's DeGrave, 3-on-1 break. DeGrave on the dribble against Jamie Johnson, goes to left baseline to Storm. She puts up the 5-footer up and in. Casey Storm with 6 and make it 52-37. Now Jessica Lieber has it knocked away on the far sideline. They're going to say it went off of Jessica Lass. She tried to grab it again after it was knocked away by, I think, DeGrave. And they're going to say it went out on Jessica Lass. So Geneseo gets it back with a chance to cut into the Streaks lead.
You know, at the end of that first half, Tom, it started to look like some of the starters, Weiss especially, was getting a little fatigued from all the running they're doing. Let's see if that starts to bother him here in the second half.
Nice move by Weiss that time. Got the layup over the outstretched arm of Sadie Hamilton. Weiss puts it up and in. She's got 12. They get 52-39. Now another turnover by the Streaks. Ty Peachy lost the handle. And a foul is going to be called on who, Ty? Jessica Lieber.
Jessica
was
Lieber,
there.
I think, yeah.
They called on Jessica Lieber. And it just looked like the official was looking in Ty's direction, and I thought it was Jessica and Sadie standing there in a 30-second timeout called by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. 5:31 to play third quarter, 52-39 Streaks. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games, boys and girls, football, basketball, everywhere we go. And tonight we're driving a 2011 Nissan Pathfinder SV 4x4. Very, very nice vehicle. It's black. Got all the bells and whistles, as they say. Power seats. Got the dual climate control. low miles, and you can pick this up for $30,995. A great deal on a very nice vehicle. Rides really nice out on the interstate, and help you get through. Hopefully we won't have any more snow or slush to get through, but we may have some more at some point. This would be the perfect vehicle for you. Stop by and see Jeff Flink, Mike Schmidt, Sam, JD, all the guys there at Galesburg Nissan. They're on North Broad Street just off the square in downtown Galesburg, and check out all the clinkers. 5:31 to play in the third. 52-39 Streaks. Genesee with the basketball on the far sideline. Weeze will inbound on the floor for the Streaks. Rainey Sibley, Jessica Howard, Mickey Rodriguez, Jamie Johnson, and Bailey Boyer. Weeze will trigger, and it comes to DeGrave in the backcourt. She'll work against Rainey Sibley, looking over the defense. Now gets it across midcourt to Noah, knocked away by Mickey Rodriguez, still in the backcourt. And now a travel not called on Weeze. Finally gets it across to Nystrom. Right baseline goes to DeGrave, out between the circles to Weeze. Weeze dribbles right, cut off by Rainey Sibley, and a steal now by Jamie Johnson. Great defensive play by Rainey Sibley. I think she may have gotten a hand on that pass. Jamie Johnson able to come up with a steal. In the paint, it goes to Jamie Johnson. 14-footer blocked by Griffin. Weeze down with the rebound, runs it down the left side, knocked away from behind by Jessica Howard. Weeze gets it back. Nice look inside. It goes to Wise. She can't hit the easy one. And a tie-up on the rebound between Jamie Johnson and Taylor Wise, and the possession arrow points toward Geneseo. Streaks fan wanted an over and back on that, but I think Wise had gotten a hold of the ball initially, and it's just the way Jamie kind of pulled her back up over her back.
Yeah, but a good job nonetheless. You've got to keep scrapping in there. And the Streaks have done a good job. They've kind of gone cold from the field. They're going to need to get the offense starting again. They've only scored 1 point so far in this quarter.
Right wing, this is Nystrom with it.
Excuse me, 4 points. 4 points. There was an early three.
4:49 to play third quarter, 52-39 Streaks. Weeze will inbound again from the right baseline. Sadie Hamilton, Myra Diggins, Paige Klink, or excuse me, Ty Peachy, Jessica Lieber, Jessica Howard in for the Streaks. Weeze to inbound, out high it comes to Nystrom on the right side. Now to Weeze at the top of the key. Weeze on the dribble into the paint, stops, nice look to the right baseline to Wise, puts it up, hit the bottom of the glass, no good. Jessica Lieber on the run, gets to Jessica Howard in the front court, stops on the right wing, looks for help, now kicks out to Sadie Hamilton, right of the center circle. Back to Ty Peachy, out high right side, 4.5 minutes to play, third quarter. Ty picks up her dribble, gives to Jessica Howard, right wing, now to Ty between the circles, free throw line to Sadie Hamilton. Nice pass on the right block to Myra Diggins, couldn't hit the shot, but she got her own rebound. Gets to Sadie, turn right up off the glass and got it. Nice awareness by Myra, found Sadie wide open as Griffin closed out on her. Sadie puts it up and in, she's got 6:54:39 Streaks.
Griffith definitely an intimidating presence down on the inside. She's done a really good job getting the blocks and really altering streak shots.
Oh, nice no-look pass from Weeze to Griffin down on the right block. Griffin puts it up and in. She's got 8, and they get 54-41. Under 4 minutes to play, third quarter. Ty Peachy on the dribble out between the circles. Gives it on the left wing to Jessica Lieber. She'll fire the three off the back iron. Bounces high. Hits the iron again. And the rebound's going to go off, I think, DeGrave last. Yes, it does. As she was there with Ty Peachy. Streaks will have it on their own right baseline. As Paige Klink, Chloe Anderson, Jamie Johnson, Mickey Rodriguez check in for the Streaks. And Jessica Howard will stay on the floor as well. And she'll inbound for the right baseline. And it comes to Mickey Rodriguez, right wing, back to the right baseline. Jessica Howard back to Mickey. Brings out and gives to Paige Klink near the center circle. Paige dribbles right, picks up and gives to Jamie Johnson. Out high on the left side. Back to Paige on the right wing. Top of the key. Jamie with a three from straight on. Hits off the side of the back iron. No good. Ball goes to the floor. And a tie-up called. Griffin, I didn't think, even had possession of it. She was kind of sitting on the ball. And the possession arrow points toward the Streaks.
Yeah, good hustle by Paige right there to get to the floor.
And it comes to Paige Klink, left wing, left baseline to Jessica Howard, drives to the wing, now gives to Paige Klink, out high left side, back to Jessica Howard on the left wing. Now Paige between the circles, high post to Jamie Johnson, stops, kicks out to Jessica Howard, long three from the left side, is good! First basket of the second half. She's got 7 threes in the game, 21 points, quickly back the other way. Nystrom looked like she was going to have an easy layup, but Paige Klink hustled back and knocked the ball away, but got called for the foul, but prevented the easy two. 57-41 Streaks, 3:10 to play third quarter.
Well, Jessica really feeling it tonight, and let's see if the Streaks keep running her off screens, keep getting her open, because it doesn't look like Geneseo is going to make any kind of extra effort to guard her. They're kind of just letting her float around the perimeter. Nystrom hits on the first free throw. It's 57-42. Streaks holding on to that 15-point lead. They've been able to keep it for double digits for quite some time now. Ever since they pushed it up, they hit it as high as a 20-point lead when it was 46-26.
on the floor for the Streaks. Now as the second shot is up and good as well. It is Myra Diggins, Jessica Lieber, Bailey Boyer, Sadie Hamilton, and Megan Young. In for the Maple Leafs is Alex Radu, also Olivia Gothels, 5'6 junior Radu, 5'5 junior in Gothels. 2-3 zone. They got Anderson at 6-1 out there playing on the front of that zone. Makes it kind of tough. She actually moves pretty well out there. And then the 6-2 Griffin in the middle of that 2-3. Left wing, Megan Young. Now to Bailey Boyer between the circles. Bailey picks up, now gives to Megan Young on the left wing. Had Myra down on the left block, didn't get it to her. Back to Bailey, now Megan on the left wing. 2:44 to play in the third. Now it's Bailey Boyer in the center circle. Dribbles right, now gets to Sadie, high post. Turn around, 14-footer up and good. What a nice soft touch from Sadie Hamilton. She's got 8, 59-43. Had Griffin jumping out at her, and now it's on the near sideline. Verdu stepped on the sideline just in front of the Streak bench. Streaks get it back on another Geneseo turnover with 2.5 to play in the third.
Well, good job by the Streaks right there. Real Hawken pressure, and it forced the uneasiness. I think it was actually Megan Young who did a good job of cutting over in front and forced Verdu to be uneasy with the basketball and got a little too close and stepped out of bounds.
In for the Streaks, Jamie Johnson, Jessica Howard, Mickey Rodriguez, Ty Peachy, and Emma Junk.
I think the Streaks just got a warning for getting up and celebrating off the bench, but I don't know if it was even that. I think it was more just the rotation was coming
in, and the
other group was coming out.
Yeah, I think it was just the four new players that were coming in at the time, which hopefully Coach Massey got to explain that. 2:15 to play. Streaks look like they may run a little bit of clock. Now a turnover as Anderson stole the ball on the pass. This is Gothels with it. Drives down the right side. Late pass to Griffin. She's able to save it in bounds, and the Streaks come up with a steal as Jamie Johnson gets it. 2 minutes now to play in the third. 59-43 Streaks. Ty Peachy on the dribble out high. Gets out high left side to Mickey Rodriguez. Back to Ty between the circles. Dribbles right. Bumped by Anderson. Now to Jamie Johnson. Jamie brings it to the corner. Pass kicked away by Anderson. She's got some length out there playing on that zone, and she actually moves pretty well.
Well, yeah. And you know, I was actually going to say just a little bit ago that I'd be tempted if I was Coach Massey to get them out of this zone and really just play wide. But it looks like that's what the Streaks are doing with this unit right here. They're kind of keeping the ball wide, making them come out of this zone. Try to see if you can get some backdoor cuts.
Sadie Hamilton, Paige Blink, Jessica Howard, and Myra Diggins, Jessica Lieber in for the Streaks. This is Paige out high on the right side. Now to Sadie in the center circle. Back to Paige out high on the right side. Right wing, Jessica Howard. Swing pass, Sadie Hamilton, near steal. Sadie able to get in the paint. Nice look to Myra Diggins up off the glass and got it. Sadie went up in the air like she was going to shoot the runner. Griffin came and tried to block it. Got it to Myra. Now Myra with a steal up off the glass. Can't hit, but she is fouled. But nice pass. Sadie got it up in the air. Dished it off to Myra. She laid it up and in. Now she'll go to the free throw line with two shots. Foul on Wees, and I believe that's her second foul. What a nice, smooth move by Sadie Hamilton.
Yeah, great move by Sadie right there. Great recognition right there because, you know, that's one of the toughest things to do. You go into that mentality that you're going to take that shot. Griffin cuts her off, and she has the presence of mind to just drop that one off to Myra, who is wide open.
Myra hits the first free throw. She's got 7 points on the night, 62-43. She can make it back to a 20-point lead and does. 63-43, 1:17 to play here in the third quarter. Nice for the Streaks to get a run here late in the third. Now Gothels runs it down the right side. Can't hit the layup. Rebound, Sadie Hamilton rips it away from Gothels and gets fouled by Olivia Gothels. And that'll be the third team foul now on the Maple Leafs. That's the second foul on Gothels. Nice hustle again by Sadie. Back in for Galesburg, Chloe Anderson, Mickey Rodriguez, Bailey Boyer, Jamie Johnson, Jessica Howard will stay on the floor with that unit.
What a game for Sadie so far. 8 points, 11 rebounds.
Wow. Against a couple of tall Timbers in there, much taller than her. Jamie Johnson in the backcourt, gets it across to Mickey. Trapped up now to Jamie, left of the center circle, with just under a minute to play in the third. Jamie gets to Chloe Anderson, top of the key. Now Bailey Boyer between the circles. Bailey on the dribble, gets to Jamie. Now left wing, Mickey Rodriguez, long three-pointer, short. Might have gotten, somebody may have gotten a hand on that. Now long down court pass. Nystrom runs it down on the right baseline. Out it goes to DeGray. Traveled right in front of the official. No call. Gets to Anderson. Left block. Up off the glass and got it. Wow, that was an obvious travel that did not get called. 63-45, 33 seconds to play. Bailey Boyer gets to Jamie Johnson in the center circle. Jamie pulls out. Now gets to Bailey right of the center circle. Swing it to Mickey on the left. Out high. Jamie working against Anderson, now gives to Bailey Boyer, top of the key. Bailey on the dribble, picks up, and another kick this time by Anderson with 16.5 to play. And that one of the things the Streaks have been successful doing it a few times, not enough here as of late, is penetrating into the seam of that 1-3-1 out high.
Right. Well, the other thing they have to recognize is they're leaving Jessica Howard wide open. With how hot she's been in this ball game, you've got to find her. She was standing on the wing when Bailey Boyer got the ball with nobody within 8 feet of her.
Ty Peachy, Jessica Lieber, Sadie Hamilton, Jamie Johnson, Jessica Howard for the Streaks. Ty with it, gives to Jamie, left of the center circle. Now right of the center circle to Ty, 10 seconds to play. Now Jamie with it. Now with seven, it's Ty. On the dribble with six, and another pass kicked away by DeGraven. That time they did try to get it to Jessica on the right wing, but the pass got kicked away by DeGraven.
Well, right there, what Ty has to do is she's got to fake the bounce pass and go up high, because DeGraven was sitting on that bounce pass. You could see her the way she came over to get her feet in the air.
3 seconds to play. From the free throw line, Sadie Hamilton, 15-footer is good at the buzzer. What a game for Sadie Hamilton. Ty Peachy got the pass through. Sadie turned, fired, put it in. We have played three quarters of basketball. 8 minutes to play in the regional semifinal. It's Galesburg 65, Geneseo 45. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When you're looking for rawhide, look for the products made right here in the USA. They taste so much better than the ones made in faraway places. I recommend Grillers, tastiest rawhide straight out of Chicago. And Harvester's Mini Cookies, also made right here in Illinois. Throw them in my bowl. Sweet potato, vanilla, and chicken. They're my favorite.
Join them on Facebook, Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Proud to bring you the action of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
WGIL congratulates Ken Monasmith of Galesburg, who won $20 by wearing the WGIL button, and William Kenny of Henderson won $25. Congratulations from WGIL.
8 minutes to play in the regional semifinal. Galesburg leading Geneseo 65-45. Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Streaks bring out Jessica Howard, Megan Young, Jamie Johnson, Ty Peachy, and Mickey Rodriguez. Storm gets behind the Streaks defense, puts it up off the glass and in. Ty Peachy to Jamie Johnson out between the circles. Now Geneseo, well, I'm not sure if they're in the 2-3.
They are. They're sitting in the 2-3, and the Streaks doing a good job. They're just holding the ball up top between Jamie and Ty Peachy and making them come out.
Now Ty with it between the circles on the dribble. Penetrates, gets back out to Jamie. Now left baseline, Mickey. She'll fire the three long, and the rebound's going to go off of Megan Young last. Got the nice inside position, but the ball, I think, skimmed the backside of the rim and came off too quickly for Megan to get her hands on it.
Well, and that really, Mickey's getting the ball, and Mickey really sped that defense up. They were kind of walking out slowly out to the girls at the top, but then when Mickey got that ball in three-point shooting position, they sprinted out and jumped at her.
Now Griffin has it. She'll run it down the left side, put it up, no, but a foul is going to be called on Jessica Lieber. All she did was run past Griffin, but she did make some contact on the way by, but prevented Griffin from getting an easy layup.
Right. Well, what Jessica has to do right there, that's one of the poorest plays you can make, because Jess did not go for the ball. So what could have happened is if Griffin hits that, you'd be looking at a three-point play. She's either got to swipe on that ball, at that ball on the way by, or you got to have enough space between you and the offensive player not to get the foul called.
Second foul on Jessica Lieber, 7:20 to play in the ballgame. First free throw up and no good. 65-47 Streaks. Galesburg outscored Geneseo 17-12 in that third quarter. Second shot, no good. Sadie Hamilton with another rebound. She's got a double-double here tonight. 10 points, and what she got, 12 rebounds down. Now a three-pointer. Jessica Lieber left wing is good. That is her second of the ballgame, and they get 68-47. 13 threes in the game, and now a violation. They're going to say, I'm not sure what happened. If we stepped on the sideline, I guess that must be what happened. I didn't think she was close enough to do that, but she did, and the Streaks have it on the near sideline in front of their own bench.
That's a 20-second turnover for the Leafs in this game.
Bailey Boyer, Sadie Hamilton, Jessica Lieber, Myra Diggins, Jessica Howard on the floor for the Streaks. This is Sadie. Out high, fake the three. They jumped out at her. Now got it to Bailey Boyer. Now Jessica Lieber left wing. She penetrates back out to Bailey Boyer, out between the circles. High post, free throw line. Sadie over the top pass to Myra, left block, up off the glass. No, gets her own rebound. Shot blocked by Griffin. Sadie Hamilton with another rebound. Out to Jessica Lieber, and she got hammered and kicked in the face on a three-pointer. Wees nailed her and then landed on top of her. And Jessica Lieber's going to go to the free throw line with three shots. 6:41 to play, 68-47 Streaks.
That's the third foul on Wees.
What a nice hustle play again, both by Myra Diggins and Sadie. Again, Myra missed the first, got her own rebound. Second one was blocked, and there was Sadie to run down the rebound on the baseline. First free throw for Jessica Lieber is up and good. She will have two more. 22-point lead for the Streaks, 6:41 to play in the ball game. Second one bounces around and falls through. She's got 8 points in the game after actually scoreless in that Moline game, and I think that's the only game she's been scoreless this season.
I think you're right.
In for the Streaks, Paige Klink, Jamie Johnson, Emma Junk. Jessica Howard stays on the floor. Mickey Rodriguez waits to check in. Jessica Lieber missed the third, hit two out of three, and it's 70-47 Streaks. Wees on the dribble, top of the keys, top to the free throw line. Pass stolen away by Jamie Johnson.
Tried
to get
steals.
It to Griffin.
Six now, steals now for Jamie.
Jessica Lieber, three-pointer, blocked on the left baseline by Storm, but the rebound goes off the hands of Griffin, and the Streaks will have it on their own left baseline. Mickey Rodriguez replaces Jessica Lieber. 6:25 to play, 70-47 Streaks. Jessica Howard will inbound from the left baseline.
Jessica Howard just needs to work with Jessica Lieber now on that pump fake, get the girl in the air, and then find a new spot on the three-point arc to hit it from.
Jamie Johnson right at the center circle to Paige Klink, and the paint it goes to Emma Junk, right back out to Jamie Johnson.
You can run that play over and over again until they start playing defense. Have Emma come to the high post and kick it right back out to the arc.
And now another Wees just picked up her fourth.
Yeah, if they lose her, that's going to – I mean, right now you have a 23-point game with only 6 minutes left in this one. They're going to need a lot of help anyway, but they lose Wees. Wees is their top scorer.
Well, and not only that, she's the one that creates her offense. She's the one that pretty much has gotten it to Griffin on the block under penetration.
Yeah, I guess Griffin's really the top scorer, but Wees is, like you said, the playmaker.
Paige Klink with it, right, left of the center circle to Jamie Johnson, right of the center circle. Now back to Paige, left baseline to Mickey Rodriguez. Mickey puts on the floor, gets bumped, no call. Now Paige Klink with it, back to Jamie, right of the center circle. 5:49 to play. Paige Klink with it. Paige on the dribble, top of the key, gives to Mickey, left baseline, fires a three, air ball, rebound on the weak side, goes saved in bounds by Witter, and the Streaks get it back. Jamie Johnson, right wing, she'll pull it back out and run some more clock. 5:34 to play. Jamie with it, picks up, trapped up, now gets to Paige between the circles. Paige hands off to Jamie in the center circle. Now Jamie out high on the left side on the dribble, gets near the midcourt arc and gets, ooh, thought maybe we're going to get a foul called. But Evan called a timeout. I think Evan asked the official if he was going to call the foul. He said, no, you got the timeout first.
Yeah.
A 30-second timeout called by the Streaks.
Alex Radu took an arm in the face from Jamie, and she's holding her face and crying. I don't know. Hopefully she didn't break her nose on that.
Dangerous in there on the trap because the offensive player, although they're not allowed to throw elbows, they can move their body, and the arms are moving with it. Shoulders, elbows are going to be moving, trying to break out of that trap, and that can happen sometimes. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks Road games. Drive out a nice black 2011 Nissan Pathfinder tonight, SV 4x4. Got the backup camera, got the nice, what do you call the system on the dash there, where you got all the audio and your
a nice video screen.
Video screen with the audio control,
yeah.
And
the radio, the status. You can check your miles per gallon.
Yep. And also some of the climate control you can see on the screen. It's a very nice display and really, really nice vehicle. $30,995. Check it out. Low miles on this one. Galesburg Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg, North Broad Street. Megan Young, Sadie Hamilton, Ty Peachy, Myra Diggins, Jessica Lieber on the floor for the Streaks. This is Ty right at the center circle. And Ty dribble went off the foot of one of the Geneseo players. Ty dove after and able to get a pass off from the floor. And the Streaks still have control with 5 minutes to play. Sadie swings it right at the center circle to Ty. Ty gives to Jessica Lieber out high right side. Back to Ty. Up in the right corner. Now to Sadie, left of the center circle. Left wing, it goes to Megan Young. Back to Sadie, left of the center circle. Streaks not even looking at going toward the basket at this point with 4:44 to play. Now Sadie, top of the key, swings it to Megan, left wing. Megan Back out high to Ty Peachy. She and Sadie were both there. Ty runs it down. Now Jessica Lieber goes to the wing. Back out to Ty, out high on the right side. 4.5 minutes to play. Sadie, left wing to Megan. Back to Sadie, left of the center circle. Ty Peachy right of the center circle. And these Geneseo girls are getting tired. You almost feel bad for them having to run around chasing that, because it is not easy to do. And those of us that have played the game and had to do this, it's not fun when you're losing and you really have to be out there chasing the ball.
Right. Well, and on top of it, you know, it kind of just sucks the life out of your team. Even if you do get a steal here, the Streaks have already burnt 2 minutes off the clock. We only have 4 minutes left in this game. And you know, this is kind of one of those double-edged swords. You know, some people hate when teams do this, but at the same time, then you get the fans that complain when the other team's running the score up.
Right, exactly. So 70-47, 3:50 to play. Ty Peachy right at the center circle on the dribble. Now a bump foul.
And that was
a travel.
Wow. I think what happened was Ty got bumped, and I think she did lose her footing, but I think the bump was the approximate cause for losing her footing.
I think sometimes the officials get bored and just want to make a call to get to the other end of the floor, too.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, for the fact that the Streaks have had control of this game pretty much since late in the second quarter, these Geneseo fans, especially the student section, have stayed in the game. They're just now kind of becoming lifeless.
You know, the only thing that surprised me was the size. I mean, they were late coming. There were more than there were at the right before the game started. But not a huge crowd for Geneseo like you would think. Lees drives down the left side of the lane, gets it up and in. She's got 14, make it 70-49, 3:35 to play in the ball game. Jamie Johnson in the center circle. Out high left side to Jessica Lieber. Jessica on the dribble, now picks up, gives to Jamie. On the left side, left of the center circle. Now gets to Ty Peachy in the center circle. Ty bumped at midcourt. Now the foul's going to go against DeGrave. Keaton DeGrave picks up, I believe, her second foul on the night. And with 3:23 to play, that is the 16th foul on Geneseo. So from here on out, the Streaks will go to the free throw line. 3:23 to play, 70-49 Streaks. Backcourt it goes to Ty Peachy on the inbound. She'll dribble across into the front court on the right side. Picks up her dribble. Left of the center circle to Jamie Johnson. Now to Jessica Lieber. Now it's to Sadie Hamilton. Back to Ty, right of the center circle.
I'm surprised Coach Brooker hasn't gone to the 1-3-1 yet.
Sadie Hamilton from the free throw line. Fakes Griffin, gets it up and under, goes down the right side, lays it up and in. She's got 12, make it 72-49, under 3 minutes to play. Now Storm on the back side of the zone, gets free, lays it up off the glass, and got fouled from behind. Ty Peachy got called for the foul. That's her third. And Storm with 10 now and a chance to make it 11 with the traditional three-point play. 2:55 to play, 72-51 Streaks.
These guys in these green suits over here, Tom, I've always wondered how hot it is in those things.
As hot as it is in this gym, it's got to be really hot. If you know what the guys at the game at Duke or Illinois, they're in orange, and they all almost looks like Blue Man Group, but these guys are in almost a lime green color, and that's got to be really hot in this gym.
And for any of those that watch Always Sunny in Philadelphia, that's where I first saw it. Charlie wore it to an Eagles game. Or no, to a Phillies game, actually.
Streaks turn it over, but a travel called on Weiss. So the Streaks get it back with 2:36 to play. 72-52, the winner moves on to Thursday night's regional championship game against the Sterling Golden Warriors. It'll be a 7:30 tip-off. If the Streaks are to get there, it's looking that way at this point. We will take the air at 7:10 on Thursday night.
It's pretty academic at this point. 20-point game, 2:23 left. And Geneseo hasn't elected to do any fouling to try to get the Streaks to miss some free throws.
Sadie Hamilton penetrates again against Griffin, then kicks out to Ty. Ty back to Sadie at the free throw line. Now kicks out to Jessica Howard out high on the right side. Also Jessica Lieber, Jamie Johnson on the floor. 2:05 to play in the ball game.
How many people do you think wanted Jess to shoot that ball when she was up by the spike line?
Now Jess lost the handle of it. Tried to get a pass off, and it's stolen away by Geneseo. Weiss misses the shot, gets her own rebound, puts up the five-footer in the paint. No, but a foul is going to be called on either Jamie Johnson or Sadie Hamilton. I'm not sure which one. Goes against Sadie. That'll be her second foul. At the free throw line will be Allison Weiss with two shots.
For how aggressive Sadie's been on the boards today, it's kind of amazing that she's only got two fouls. Generally, you just pick up some junk fouls because of bad calls underneath.
Weiss misses the first free throw with 1:53 to play, and that was just tired legs on that miss.
Yeah,
and she just didn't have anything behind that one. More knee bend on that one, and it bounces around and falls through. She's got 15, make it 72-53, 1:50 to play in the ball game. Now a 1-3-1 trap being run by Geneseo. Jamie Johnson in the center circle to Sadie Talbot to keep back out to Ty high on the right side. Now Ty's pass stolen away again, this time by Witter. And gives to DeGrave. DeGrave across midcourt. Top of the key now with it. Streaks back in a 2-3 zone. Now it's Weiss. Drives into the lane. Gets to Griffin. Left side. Gets down on the block. Up off the glass. Good. Nice move by Griffin. She puts it up and in. And make it 72-55. 1:21 to play in the ball game. Jamie Johnson across the timeline. Left side to Jessica Lieber. Pass knocked away by DeGrave.
Well, you know, I'd almost be tempted by the streaks. I know you want to run some clock, but if you're aggressive on a couple possessions in a row, I think it'll back Geneseo off.
And you're probably going to get to the free throw line as well. Either that or may possibly get an easy basket. Jessica Lieber, left wing, 108 to play. Now Sadie Hamilton, center circle, left side to Jamie Johnson near the timeline. 102 to play. Now 1 minute to play in the ball game. Streaks leading 72-55. Pass kicked away on the near side. Streaks will have it. Again.
That's Weitz's third kick.
She thinks it's soccer
season.
She is
dead tired, too. If you look at her on the floor, her arms are down, her head's slinking. She's got to use everything she can just to finish this one out.
50 seconds to play. Streaks fans clapping, not quite on their feet yet, but cheering their team on this last 45 seconds of the ballgame. There's another one. The
fourth kick
by Weitz as it goes out of bounds.
She can barely keep her arms in the air, but those feet, she can still get them off the ground.
Sadie Hamilton in the center circle with it to Jessica Lieber on the left wing. 39 seconds of plays. The Streaks fans are now standing up to cheer their team on as they're going to head to the regional championship. Left wing, Jessica Lieber, 30 seconds to play now. She gets fouled by DeGrave. I'm not sure why at this point you're going to do that. So Jessica Lieber is going to go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus with 30.2 seconds to play.
Well, being that it didn't cause Jessica to turn the ball over, I don't know why you make that blow the whistle on that either.
In for the Streaks, Rainey Sibley, Allison Mangieri, Sharon Diggins, Chloe Anderson, and Paige Klink. So four sophomores and a junior in there for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Now some bench players getting in for Geneseo as well. Bailey Kane, a 5'9 junior. Also, well, one player we don't even have on the roster checks in for the Maple Leafs. Also, Taylor Wise, a 5'8 junior. So Jessica Lieber at the free throw line, chance of the one and bonus. She's got 8 points now, still eight as it bounces in and out. Rebound is going to go low. The official started pointing toward the Streaks, but then pointed toward Geneseo. 28.6 to play. Streaks will drive back in the 2-3 zone.
All I ask is that number three doesn't score.
Yeah, since we don't know who she is.
Yeah.
In for the Streaks. Somebody else just checked in and replaced Jessica Lieber. Now Chloe Anderson on the rebound. And did she get fouled?
Yes, she did.
Weiss. And Weiss just fouled out of the ballgame, I think. She wasn't too happy about it. But she's one of the three seniors on this Geneseo roster playing her final game, and she played a very good one.
Well, she's had a good season, too. I mean, she really deserves a round of applause. She's getting from the Streak fans and the Maple Leaf fans because Coach Brooker talked at the beginning of the game or during the pregame about what kind of leadership she's given the team. And this is a tough one. It's tough to lose, period. You always wonder, is it easier to lose by a lot or is it easier to lose your last game by a little? And right now she's got the lot.
First free throw for Chloe Anderson is up and good. Her first points on the Knights. And she's now got her second point. Is it 74-55 with 22 seconds to play. DeGrave with it, top of the key, drives down the middle of the zone, pulls up with a 10-footer from straight on and banks it in. She's got six, make it 74-57, 13 seconds to play. Paige Klink on the dribble, stops, picks up, looks for help. Gets to Chloe Anderson, top of the key. Down on the left block, Rady Sibley amongst the tall timber. Shot is blocked, and the rebound comes down to Witter for Geneseo. Witter stops and travels as time runs out, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks head to the regional championship Thursday night, where they will take on the Sterling Golden Warriors. Your final score, Galesburg 74, Geneseo 57. We will come back with our post-game show, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down our post-game final stats, and get a chance to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Final score, Galesburg 74, Geneseo 57. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When you trust, you rely on the strength, integrity, and ability of another. For over a century, families in Galesburg and the surrounding communities have put their trust in OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Our physicians, family practitioners, and staff work hard to earn your trust every day through the use of the latest technologies and procedures, providing a comfortable environment for you to discuss treatment options as well as prevention, giving you confidence that you are receiving the highest quality healthcare possible. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Are you a diehard sports fan?
Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land.
The mecca of sports equipment apparel.
Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breedlove's for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breedlove's Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything's sports.
Imagine if someone would pay you for living. Pekin Insurance new return and premium life insurance policy does just that. Your beneficiary will receive the full death benefit if something happens to you, and the policy will return the amount you paid in premiums if you're still living at the end of the 20-year term and have kept the policy in force. Talk to Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency, about a money-back guarantee on your life insurance. Return and premium life insurance. That's coverage that goes beyond the expected.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Turner Prescription, where they strive to get you in and out in 15 minutes or less. Cloudy tonight with patchy drizzle, overnight low of 38. Some sunshine tomorrow, also a chance of patchy drizzle tomorrow and tomorrow night. High of 52 tomorrow, low of 28 tomorrow night. Thursday, cloudy and a high of 58. A chance of showers Thursday night with an overnight low of 41. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 38 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back here at Geneseo High School, Tom Aerodith along with Eric Gibson, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks have defeated the Geneseo Maple Leafs. 74-57 was the final score. Streaks move on to the regional championship coming up on Thursday night, where they'll take on the Sterling Golden Warriors. We're joined right now by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. And, boy, Evan, what a fun game to watch. You came out and doing really exactly what you wanted to do early in this basketball game and just really took control from the outset.
Yeah, I think in some ways was surprised with our offense and surprised that our pressure was as good. You know, that last year it was a lot harder to get shots than it was this year in what we did. But I think maybe, you know, Jamie and Sadie created a lot more by getting it inside.
Yeah, what was impressive, you did some really nice things offensively. Your girls did a nice job either on the penetration or getting it into that high post, and you got the looks from the high post to the low post several times playing the two-man game or you know, Sadie or JD driving from that high post. Just did such a good job of making their zone move back and forth on the perimeter. Just overall really nice job offensively.
Oh, yeah. You know, I thought, you know, and really until the end when we wouldn't let them shoot, and then it's tougher offensively doing stuff. But I thought we were pretty good as far as not turning the ball over, and on the whole, we were pretty efficient. I was disappointed. I think it was the start of the second half we came out, and we might have had three bad possessions in a row, but otherwise we did all right.
Well, yeah, and you talked about how resilient these young ladies are and the fact that, you know, that coming back from a loss like they had last week, and they really, really – put that behind them, came out with that swagger we've talked about throughout the season.
Yeah, teenagers don't care. I mean, and it's good, it's bad. I think they want to win, and it's important. But I think the bottom line is for us as adults, we have, you know, we have trouble getting over losses. It's a lot harder for us. I think they go on to the next page a lot quicker than we as adults do. And I mean, you see that all the time. Of if you read, you know, I don't, but my wife reads it, and you hear of, you know, whether it's baseball, boys basketball, football, girls basketball, that there's always people that, you know, as soon as anybody loses, you know, they're, you know, all angry and upset and stuff. The girls, you know, they stick together and they bounce back, and they're pretty efficient at it.
Well, Thursday night, regional championship, Sterling Golden Warriors. Really, at least on our behalf, no surprise that they beat Rock Island. They had split during the regular season in close games. And Sterling probably played a schedule that may rival yours.
Oh, I would. That's complimenting us. I mean, you look, their Christmas tournament is the strongest in the state of Illinois. There's, I mean, Richwoods, Montini, Hononega. You're talking about all teams that are rated, and Moline on top of it. It's unbelievable with it. But yeah, I mean, I've had a chance. I've watched some tape on Sterling, and then watched him tonight and stuff. Really impressed the their guard. I don't want to end up get the wrong name, but number 14, Hernandez. Is that correct?
I've got the wrong page there.
Yeah, I think so. I thought watching the tape, she was one of the five or six best players I've seen all year. I mean, she can shoot the ball. She can handle it, move around it. She's just very, very good. And so you start there, and then the other is I think they are – I mean, they're extremely well-coached in terms of what they do. They're disciplined. They run a lot of different sets in what they do that we'll have our hands full.
Well, and the IHSA has made it a little bit tough on you. I know in the past, for a while during your run to state, you went to the north most years, so you would have Sterling during the regular season. You had some great battles with him. You would have Geneseo during the regular season. And then they started sending you the other way, so you picked up more of the Peoria area teams, and now they got to go in this way. And I know you've said you've tried to get them on the schedule again, but haven't had any success the last couple of years.
Yeah, I think, you know, what happens sometimes with schedules is they have an open date, we have an open date, but you know, you can't work out the right date that what you want to do. But it'll be a you know, good game Thursday. Hopefully we come with the same energy.
Coach, congratulations on the win. Look forward to talking to you Thursday night.
Thank you.
That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post-game show. The Galesburg Silver Streaks heading to the regional championship as they defeat the Geneseo Maple Leafs. Final score, Galesburg 74, Sterling 57. We'll take this time out, come back, and run down our post-game stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on the WGIL and WGIL.com.
McDonald's new Chipotle Barbecue Bacon Angus Third Pounder and Snack Wrap have arrived. And from the very first bite, you'll go gaga. But lest you take it for granted before the Chipotle sauce has even wiped off your mustache or make other dinner plans, remember this. While that smoky sweet Chipotle barbecue sauce on top of 100% Angus beef is almost unlimited, its time here is not. Angus Axiom number 48. Chipotle waits for no man. The simple joy of Angus at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan. With our largest selection of new Nissans ever, we now have 0% financing for 60 months on the 2011 Versa, Sentra, Altima, Maxima, Rogue, Murano, Frontier, and Titan. Program ends February 28th.
I'm WGIL News Director Will Stevenson. News tips, story ideas, comments, questions, we welcome them all. Email us anytime, news@WGIL.com.
Back at Geneseo High School, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the Geneseo Maple Leafs 74-57, the final score. the streaks move on to the regional championship. Before we run down our halftime or our post-game stats, we are going to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Tough one. We had several players that had really good games. And what was the crunch time? We had big threes early on from Jessica Howard, from Mickey shooting nights, some nice moves in defensive and offensive plays by Jamie Johnson. But this young lady came out with a double-double tonight, just huge, especially on the glass for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Sadie Hamilton and Eric Gibson's going to get a word with Sadie.
Thank you, Tom. I'm here with our Dave's Auto Body Player of the Game, Sadie Hamilton. Sadie, great game tonight. Double-double, as Tom, I'm sure, said. 12 points, 13 rebounds in the game. You were really aggressive on the boards. What was the mentality for the whole team coming out in this game?
We knew we had to win it to keep going, so we just played as hard as we could.
Now, when you came out, you know, obviously this is a team that beat you guys on your floor last year. Now you got to enact a little bit of revenge here. You know, what was Coach Massey's words of advice when you were getting ready for this one?
Just to get after it.
Okay, and as far as your game tonight, did you feel that there was a little bit more competition, especially with Griffin inside, her being a bigger girl, very athletic, and, you know, you did a good job of boxing her out on a lot of the possessions.
Yeah, she's bigger than me, so I know I had to go up strong every time, and she blocked me a few times, so I just kept on going up strong.
That was one of the things we talked about actually during the game, was the fact that you kept going strong at her. So ultimately, good game, and obviously good luck on Thursday. Hopefully you guys come out with the same kind of intensity.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. That was Sadie Hamilton, our Dave's Auto Body Player of the Game.
All right, thanks to Sadie, and a woman of few words, but boy, what a great game tonight. And boy, she did it all for the Streaks in this game. So Sadie Hamilton, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. We're going to take our final timeout, come back, and run down our post-game stats. Streaks win 74-57. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan. With our largest selection of new Nissans ever, we now have 0% financing for 60 months on the 2011 Versa, Sentra, Altima, Maxima, Rogue, Murano, Frontier, and Titan. The program ends February 28th.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Discovery Depot, where play and learning go hand in hand, and by Dr. Hausline and the Hearing Clinic in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the action of GHS girls basketball on WGIL.
The budget battles continue in Springfield. Governor Pat Quinn weighs in tomorrow. Tune in for live coverage of Governor Quinn's budget address tomorrow at noon on WGIL.
The Galesburg Silver Streaks head to the regional championship game as they defeated the Geneseo Maple Leafs 74-57 at Geneseo tonight. Streaks will take on the Sterling Golden Warriors coming up Thursday nights for the regional title. Here from Geneseo, we'll take the air at 7:10 Thursday night, 7:30 tip-off. Also, Allison Mangieri moved on to the three-point shootout, so she'll shoot in the finale here prior to the game on Thursday night. Time right now to run down our post-game stats, brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. It was a ridiculous night for the Streaks. Not quite as hot, but they didn't fire up as many three-pointers in the second half as they did in the first, but still hit 13 for the game. Led in scoring by Jessica Howard, 21 points on 7 three-pointers. 6 of those in the first half. 15 points for Mickey Rodriguez on 5 three-pointers. 12 points for Sadie Hamilton, including 2-for-4 for the free throw line. I need a drink, sorry.
Well, actually, 15 threes for the Streaks, so you're a little off on your numbers anyway. You had 13. They actually had 12 at halftime, then they were able to hit three more in the second half.
I counted wrong in the second half here. I did have them marked down. I just didn't count them right. Okay, so it was ridiculous either way, right?
Exactly.
12 for Sadie. 8 points apiece for Jessica Lieber. She had a couple of threes, 2-for-4 from the line, 8 points for Myra, including 2-for-2 from the line. Not a big offensive output from Jamie Johnson tonight, 4 points, including 2-for-4 from the line. Streaks 11 for 18 from the free throw line, 7 for 10 in that second half. Chloe Anderson, by the way, 2 points on 2 for 2 from the free throw line. It was the Maple Leafs being led by Allison Weiss, senior guard, with 15 points, 10 points for their big girl in the middle, Devin Griffin, 11 for Casey Storm off the bench, 7 for Kelsey Nystrom, 4 for Taylor Wise, 4 for Cassie Anderson, 6 for Keaton DeGrave, 6 for 11 from the free throw line for the Maple Leafs.
Well, this battle was pretty much the complete package right here for the Streak system. You look at the turnovers, 25-16, the Streaks a plus-9 advantage there. The rebounding, Streaks out-rebounded Geneseo 37-29, plus-8 advantage there. Offensive boards, the Streaks 22-6, so a plus-16 advantage. I can't think of a game that we had a higher offensive rebounding advantage. Then you look at the shooting, 60% for Geneseo, but you are going to give up a lot of easy shots in the system. The key, though, is keeping them off the boards and then additionally getting those turnovers. So they shot 60%, but they only shot it 42 times, whereas the Streaks got 64 shots up. Streaks end up 34% from 3, 15 of 44, 38% from the field in all. So a very good game. The Streaks, as you said, got to the free throw line more. They capitalized from the free throw line as well. And this was actually, as weird as it is to come in a regional game, this is one of the more complete games the Streaks had all year. And this is, as we've been talking about all night and even leading up to this, one of the tougher teams that's on the schedule, regardless of seed in this tournament. And we talked about prior to seeding, the Streaks, Sterling, Rocky, and Geneseo all could have been 1-4 in any order, and I'm sure no coach would have complained.
Well, and that played out in the first game. Sterling, the 4 seed, they had to play last night. Dixon trying to be balanced by 45-42. So the Golden Warriors move on to the championship game against the Streaks coming up on Thursday night. Boy, what a great effort from the Streaks. And like you said, it was a complete game for Galesburg. A couple of small lapses, like Coach Massey said early in the second quarter or second half, when they had a couple of turnovers. But overall, one of the better games of the season.
Yeah, and that can be epitomized by looking at the play of Sadie Hamilton tonight. Yeah. She not only pulls down 13 rebounds, but she puts 12 points in. She made some great passes on the interior, specifically to Myra Diggins. Great game for her, and then she's even coming up with the post-game interview, which Jim Wyman's goal for the Bloomington game was to get Sadie on the air. And, you know, Sadie had her game tonight, and that's the kind of game the Streaks need from her.
Yeah.
And going forward, this is the kind of game that the Streaks are going to need coming in and out of every game. Performance from Jessica Howard, 7 threes hit. Now, you're not going to expect 7 threes from her every
right.
game, but if she's getting you 15 to 20 points every game, you're happy with that. Jessica Lieber, you know, she wasn't even around where she's been most games this year. You want her in the 10 to 12 range. Jamie Johnson a little bit under. So you're going to have fluctuating players. If you're going to keep this streak going, though, you need 2, 3, 4 players to step out every night. And that's what happened right
now. Well, and Mickey Rodriguez was one of those that was big
tonight.
She, you know, and she has really struggled with her shot throughout this season. But finally, tonight was the kind of performance that the Streaks have expected from her throughout the year. We got that a lot of times last year. And really, like you said, it can't be just one player stepping up. There has to be at least two others that step up. And she was a big cog in that wheel tonight.
She was. And, you know, she wasn't as hot late as she was kind of early end of the first half, and that was really what pushed the Streaks to that large lead. You know, we talked about the fact that you had to be cautious. This is a team that you're up by 12 on last year in the fourth quarter, and they sunk you. You had to keep that. The Streaks were able to keep their foot firmly on the throat of the Maple Leafs and finally end up with the W here.
So Galesburg with a 74-57 win over the Maple Leafs. They outscored Geneseo 19-12. In that fourth quarter, and move on to the regional championship Thursday night. Well, they will take on the Sterling Golden Warriors, who defeated Rock Island tonight here 45-42. Nice night for the Streaks here. Allison Mangieri moves on as well in the three-point shootout. So we'll have Thursday night's regional championship here on WGIL and WGIL.com. 7:10 for the pregame, a 7:30 tip-off from Geneseo High School. Hopefully, probably won't be quite as crowded up here in the broadcast booth that night. I'm hoping not anyway.
Well, you know, Sterling's bringing one group, so
yeah. So
anyway, we should be able to get everybody up here on that
hopefully,
day.
Hopefully, not quite as bad. Good night for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. They move on to the regional championship. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, for providing our transportation in the 2011 Nissan Pathfinder tonight. Check that one out tomorrow. Nice black one at Galesburg Nissan, just off the square, North Broad Street in downtown Galesburg. Again, Sadie Hamilton, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Good night for the Streaks as they defeat the Geneseo Maple Leafs 74-57 and move on to the regional championship. Thanks to our studio engineer tonight, the marathon man, Brian Prescott. I think he starts at like 4 in the morning, and he's there till, I don't know, maybe 3 the following morning. But, Brian, thanks for keeping us on the air tonight and running things back there for us. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Merida saying good night from Geneseo.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.